I will now pass you to Robin to introduce our fourth set of news stories.
It's now time for some good news, and we can start at Carrow Road, where Norwich City finally won a match. A Norfolk journalist has won an award for a story about two bears, while a group of volunteers have been awarded for their charity shop work. And a bar and a bakery in Norwich have also been recognised for the quality of their offerings. Jane is smiling as she can start us off with the good news.
A Norwich City home league win this season at the ninth time of asking. 3 points at Carrow Road for the first time since May the 3rd. Philippe Clément was denied his first victory in green and yellow in cruel fashion against Oxford a few days earlier. There was more disappointment to swallow 2 minutes after Emmy Marcondes had rifled Norwich in front inside the opening minutes against a QPR unbeaten in three. But this feels like a different Norwich already under the impressively assured Belgian. When Amadou Mbengue turned Kenny McLean's corner into his own net, it was the cue for City to surge forward again. Amankwa Fordson's curler 3 minutes later put the hosts in command prior to the interval. The noise and the appreciation that greeted the half-time whistle spoke volumes. A fan base starved of entertainment, goals and fun had revelled in watching their side notch three for the first time this season. The second half was more attritional, inevitably more nervy given the stakes, but Vladan Kovacic was not required to produce his hot-stopping best. That in itself illustrated the control and the composure that underpinned a landmark win. The roar that greeted the final whistle had felt a long, long time coming.
A documentary telling the story of two bears rescued from Azerbaijan has earned a UEA graduate a top industry award. Cameron Noble, a freelance journalist working in Norwich, won Best TV Documentary at the Broadcast Journalism Training Council Awards in London. Originally from Burham in Kent, Mr. Noble completed the film independently while studying on the UEA's journalism course. He said, "To be able to produce a documentary which is self-shot, self-edited and self-directed, if you're doing all of that on your own, you've got to have been taught by the best of the best, and that is what UEA journalism is. I absolutely loved everything about the course. I would not be able to produce such high-quality work from start to finish if it wasn't for the amazing dedication and work of the lecturers." His documentary, Saving Benji and Balu, featured on BBC's The One Show and BBC Breakfast. Lecturer Julian Sturdy said, "This was a brilliantly executed project."
A group of volunteers have received the King's Award for voluntary service for their work at a charity shop. The group helps run the Cancer Community Chest charity shop in Brundle. They are one of 231 organisations that have been given the highest honour awarded to local volunteer groups in 2025. It will be presented to them by Lady Dannett, MBE, the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, in early 2026. Christine Buchanan, Chairwoman of the Trustees for the charity, said, "This is absolutely amazing for our volunteers who work so hard every day. The charity supports families with the cost of hospital visits, short breaks after long treatment courses, and specialist equipment. They have raised £50,000 through their small charity shop this year. So far in 2025, the charity has given out 95 grants worth a total of over £39,000.
A tapas bar and restaurant in the city centre has been included in a top foodie guide for the first time. Staff at Bar Chedita in London Street have been celebrating after it was announced that it had been added to the Michelin guide at the end of November. The restaurant is the sister venue of Benoli, an Italian restaurant that has featured in the guide for several years now. The guide complemented the compact, rustic-looking spot that focuses its menu on Spanish cuisine, with a roster of tapas staples plus daily blackboard specials.
A Norfolk bakery has been named among the nation's best. Bread Sauce has been revealed as the regional winner for the East of England at the 2025 National Bakery Awards. Firm shops and cafes can be found in Norwich, Aylsham and Reefham. Bread Sauce has had a very successful year of national acclaim, featuring in the British Baker's list of the top 13 artisan bakeries nationally in January. This year, the bakery also took on the running of the cafes at Walterton Hall and Mannington Hall, both in North Norfolk.